Welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Catherine Sale, editor of the Cyclohexane Report. She's going to tell us about the outlook for CX, with some major changes to European production at the start of the year. Hi Catherine, so what's on the horizon for production in Europe?
Hi Melissa. Well, the major change in the market is the closure of SABIC's Wilton facility in the UK. So this is the largest CX plant in the whole of Europe, with a nameplate capacity of 330,000 tonnes, although it is expected that they're running the plant at a lot less than that. Obviously, this is a major shift in the market, and it's one that has dominated the trading activity in 2016, with players working quite hard to cement relationships ready for the shift in 2017. So SABIC are expected to close the plant any day now. Players expect it to be production to be stopped at the end of 2016, and then the producer to continue to take products from stocks until they're empty at the start of the year. And at that point, they will exit the CX market.
So what's expected for demand next year?
Well, demand expectations are actually very positive. I'd say the vast majority of the market is expecting growth, and I think there are some opportunities in the market across Europe. Some expectations for demand are for an upturn between 2 to 4%. It's definitely positive. So obviously, with demand on the increase and a major cut to production in Europe, people are starting to wonder where they're going to get the supply from.
So where will the additional supply come from?
Well, I think in part it was a big concern last year, actually. You know, people were wondering, would there be a shortage in Europe? Is there enough capacity out there? And if we look at the activity of the last year, I think the answer is definitely yes. There's been a high number of high increase in imports over this year. We've seen a lot of material coming in. A lot of that is expected to have come from the US. So I think one of the obvious answers is imports. But there's also potential for utilisation of excess capacity in Europe. At the start of 2016, SEPSA announced it would be reducing its operating rates by around 50,000 tonnes at its Spanish facility. However, obviously it's not confirmed from the producer yet, but once SABIC exits the European market, there is an expectation for SEPSA to ramp up production at this stage. If you look outside of the region, there was also a closure of Investor's adipic acid plant in Texas this year. So that was a 200,000 tonne a year adipic acid facility. So that would have needed around 140,000 tonnes of CX to keep it going. So that's a substantial amount of CX that's just been freed up in the US. So overall, I think with supply healthy quite long in the US and in Asia, I don't think there's too much concern now after what we've seen this year. But obviously, if there are any shipping issues, any weather issues, there is a bit of concern that there could be some short-term tightness, or if there was a production issue for a European producer. So obviously, with the changes in the market, it could be an uncertain start to the year until the balance is reached and the market adjusts to having one less player in the mix.
Great, thanks for explaining that, Catherine. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.